Today, the High Rise Horror Show. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. As you know, in recent weeks, I've been discussing the momentum in the property market, and I've been calling out the big difference between units and houses. And there are definitely some signs of home prices for houses rising in some of the more popular areas, although less so on the urban fringe. But frankly, the apartment sector is a walking disaster. And it's quite interesting because many real estate agents have been spruiking apartments too, despite the fact that prices are falling, rental returns are dropping, and more property investors are looking to sell. So it was quite interesting today to see one of the most significant developers of high-rise apartments calling for more government help at this time. And I have to say, no surprise in a way, but also this is a significant underscoring of the worse than good news that we've been seeing for months in the apartment sector. Now, I'm referring to this article in The Australian today, which was headlined, Triguboff Calls for Apartment Incentives. Harry Triguboff, the property developer, says governments should boost the markets. And this is what they said. Millionaire property developer Harry Triguboff has called on state and federal governments to offer more incentives to apartment developers and purchasers, given his source market of immigrants and student purchasers has all but dried up. We are suffering because the migrants are not coming and the students have left, said Mr. Triguboff, founder of Meriton Apartments, which is building around 3,000 units in Sydney and the Gold Coast, including the 76-level Ocean Tower at Surfers Paradise. Many builders of units have become bankrupt, so then people are not building. It's no use talking about how good the housing market is if the unit market, which is an important part of the housing market, is not going up anywhere at near the same rate. Mr. Triguboff said it was time the federal government looked seriously at assisting the unit market because people got financial assistance from the government when buying houses. Some unit buyers can, however, enjoy first home buyer stamp duty concessions, a $25,000 home builder grant until December the 31st for apartments valued up to $750,000, or a $15,000 home builder grant from January the 1st for apartments valued at up to $950,000. Nevertheless, Mr. Triguboff says apartment rents were not rising because people preferred to invest in houses which were enjoying solid rent rises. In Melbourne, for instance, apartment rents continue to drop, falling 7% in the year to November, according to CoreLogic's data. Sydney apartments rents dropped 5.4% over the same period. In comparison, Sydney house rents jumped 1%, Brisbane house rents were up 2.2%, and Adelaide were up 3.3% for the year to November. Mr. Triguboff said rents had not gone up because many people now preferred to buy cottages as prices went up. If the government wants units, then the investors must be helped. Who will start purchasing? The units will rise in price and many will be built, he said. The unit market is the one that is affected by lack of students and migrants. It's not enough that cottages are moving so much. Units, which are almost as important in numbers, must also move up. Mr. Trigonoff said sales were improving in all his developments, but some more than others. I would say overall apartment prices have moved up 5% in the past 3 months, he said, adding that sales at Meriton's 180 George Street tower in Western Sydney's Parramatta were doing well. Questioned about the burgeoning build-to-rent market, Mr. Trigonoff said state governments had been trying hard for years to make the apartment schemes operable, but to date had not succeeded, mainly because rents were too low and investors were not interested. Investors want a return. They cannot get a return because the rents have not gone up. They have come down, he said. The idea of build to rent is very difficult to sell. If I buy a build to rent, I have to keep it for 15 years. After 15 years, they have to approve my strata plan. If they're serious about it, they should say, hold it for 5 years, not 15 years. And they should approve the strata plan up front. Mr. Trigonoff said the tax breaks could be offered to build to rent investors that would help get it off the ground. He called for the government to help investors by opening the overseas borders as the states did. We will then have an influx of people and that will help rents to go up and more units will be built, he said. Now, I have to say, this is certainly talking our own book big time. And here are just a few important facts. We know that there are somewhere around 350,000 units more than currently there is demand for. We also know from our surveys that more than 500,000 property investors, mostly in units, are thinking of selling over the next few months, according to our surveys. And I have to say that the whole concept of yet more government support, this time to support unit high-rise construction, makes little sense at all. The fact of the matter is that we have had too much poor quality high-rise development over many years. And this has led, of course, to a number of significant issues, including those at Olympic Park and Mascot Towers. So I think that the concept of yet more government stimulus to pay for more high-rise development, which basically just flows through to the big developers, makes little sense. But of course, everybody's going to talk their book, and High-Rise Harry is no exception. I think the more fundamental question that I've got is whether, in fact, it makes sense to continue to allow so much high-rise development. I've highlighted recently in a number of my Spotlight series how inner suburbs are being radically changed with significant redevelopment and high-rise development of that, and how the character of those areas are fundamentally being changed. I think personally that the era of high-rise should be put on the back burner. There is too much built already. We don't need yet more government support to make yet more properties come through. And bearing in mind it's unlikely that international migrants are going to start buying anytime soon, it's clear that the supply-demand disequilibrium is going to be with us for some time. And by the way, rents, I think, will continue to grind lower, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne high-rise. And the final point here is that if the argument is that we need to open the borders so that we can get more people to come in to buy those high-rise developments that need to be built, then that is one of those arguments we need to be very cautious about, because, of course, as you open the borders more, the risk is that you let the virus back in. And every time the virus comes back, that could lead, of course, to bigger economic problems down the track. So it'll be interesting to see whether the government responds and throws ever more money at the high-rise construction sector, as High-Rise Harry is asking for. Frankly, it would not surprise me if they did. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.